Fred here, your host of Apocalypsis, aka Revelation, and I am back after a long hiatus to share with you more bite-sized understandings of this important, incredible book. Let's jump right on in. The Four Gospels, in a nutshell, is the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. More specifically, the 3.5 years Jesus spent on this earth in ministry. Once he dies, the Word of God says that he ascends to the right hand of the Father. So here's the big question.
There is a question. As Jesus ascended there to the heavenly places, what is he doing now there in heaven?
That's Dr. Stefanovic, and he's the professor of New Testament at Andrews University. He's got a PhD behind his name, and he's definitely an authority on all things Revelation. One of my favorites. So I'm going to be taking him along with me on this bite-sized journey. So stay tuned.
All the answers that we might give are summarizing that. Jesus is there in the heavenly places, working salvation for human beings by interceding on behalf of human beings in the heavenly sanctuary. And that's fully, fully correct.
So the question now is, does the New Testament tell of what Jesus is actually doing at the right hand of the Father? The answer is no, because the four Gospels are dealing with Christ's earthly ministry in the flesh, his life, death, and resurrection. But then there's this handoff spot where he ascends to heaven, that time when Mary proceeds to put her hands on him after she realizes that it's actually her Savior. And he says, hey, wait, I haven't ascended to the Father yet. Don't put hands on me yet. And then we start to see this eschatological shift where now Revelation picks up the baton right where the four Gospels leave off and take us to a whole new world, into this sanctuary not built with hands. From the day of Pentecost, Christ has been at work steady, a place with which he ought to, has certainly earned the right to take a knee or take a bow or have a seat, take a breather, take a load off. He does not. In fact, he is steady at work, interceding on behalf of you and me, preparing the way, working out salvation on behalf of mankind. If there is any reason to get excited about the book of Revelation, it is understanding the most relevant reason for how the sanctuary and Christ our King is at work in real time on behalf of each and every one of us today. Stay tuned.